Good morning, evening, or afternoon. You're listening to Discussions on the Distraction Network. I'm your host, Holiday, and no one else is here. So guess what that means? Quickie! Yeah, I haven't done it in a long time, but today I'm going to give you a quickie. For all you new listeners, quickies are when it is just me. I spend the time speaking to you guys, and it's, I understand it's way more entertaining when there's three people here, but sometimes one or two people can't make it. So Holiday comes on and he would just give you about 10 minutes of information that went on in the past week. So today is the first quickie this season. So here's what we're going to talk about today. The first thing we're going to talk about is Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle is a rapper who was gunned down last week, Sunday. So now he was a rapper who was gunned down Sunday. And as almost as soon as he was gunned down, one of the first things you started hearing was Nipsey Hussle was killed because he was coming out with a documentary about Dr. Sebi. Now, for those that don't know, Dr. Sebi is the guy that claims that he cured AIDS. He was sued and proved his innocence in the court of law about his methods of curing AIDS. His claims were that if you take a person and you put them on a alkaline diet, you change your blood and then your blood is able to fight off AIDS and other viruses and other things that will make you sick. It's not just AIDS, it's mostly viruses. So I heard about this with Dr. Sebi. I heard about Dr. Sebi a long time ago, and I heard about this in another book that I read. I'm not going to give that author any credit right now because that's not what we're talking about, and I don't want to go down that road. But here's what I want to say. Guys, most people know about Dr. Sebi. And if you think that the government would send someone to kill Nipsey Hussle because he's coming out with a documentary that everyone should already know about, then you might need to check yourself. You know, you might need to check your circle, because the sad thing is, if you do believe it, let's say this is 100% true. If the government is able to stop a story about a person from coming out in the year 2019 by going off and murking someone else, then we should look to the left and we should look to the right. We should look in front of us and we should look behind us. And then we should go look into the mirror and be very disappointed about our surroundings, because we are a multitude of people, and to be that ignorant about something so significant that happened during our time frame or during our parents' time frame, in our near time frames, it's just a sad thing. Of course he's coming out with a documentary about something so significant that happened, but because it was so significant, you should already know about it. If you already know about it, your friends should already know about it. If your friends already know about it, the people that you don't call your friends, your associates, should know about it. And if they don't know about it, then guess what? You should be ashamed of yourself. This shows how distracted you guys are. But if that is not the case, then you should not be believing that. Now, Nipsey Hussle, his issue is just like Tupac's issue, kind of like Big L issue, or Jam Master J's issue. And something I learned from, I learned from watching people do things. So I learned that even though I am as, let's rephrase this, I don't think I call myself as hood as I used to call myself, as hood as I used to be. So I learned a few ways. I learned from watching people get killed that if you are famous and if you're trying to hang with your hood, if you're trying to be around your hood, you're trying to bring your hood up, you have to do that from afar, right? You can't actually be sitting in the hood that you're trying to bring up. I learned that a couple of ways. I learned that from watching people get gunned down the same way, not watching this in first person or second or third person, but hearing about people getting gunned down from being too close to the hood. Whether it was Tupac who tried to bring his hood up, bring up the morale of the community, but was still in the community having gang fights, fights with gangs and all that stuff. Or it's somebody like Nipsey who just sat in the hood and tried to bring it up while he was in it. You're always going to have a hater. You're always going to have someone that doesn't like you for some reason or another. And the more people don't like you, the higher the opportunity is to get murked. And I also think it was kind of fucked up that you're in the middle of the hood and someone can walk up and touch you and not get touched. Everybody ran when Nipsey got shot. Everybody ran. Nobody shot that dude. Like, how? This is the hood. Anyway, that's about all I gotta say about that. I just, rest in peace, Nipsey. But you guys out there should really be ashamed of yourself if, one, you think that the government will send somebody off to murk someone about information that everyone knows. Case in point, let me tell you this. I'm sipping on some alcoholic beverage right now, so give me 1 second. Pretty go. Here's an example. Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, right? He was sending naked pictures of his gentleman parts to his mistress, right? All of this that I'm about to say now is alleged, but it's provable. So it was found out because someone was hacking him at that time that he was sending these pictures off to his mistress. The people that was hacking him was the Russian government, or they had a lot of involvement with the Russian government, because guess who Bezos is not friends with? Well, they're all friends, but they kind of hate each other too. But it's so little of them that Trump and Bezos, even though they don't like each other, are somewhat friends, because it's very little people with that much money in the world, and they all hang around each other. Just like I used to tell y'all when Hillary and Trump was talking shit to each other, but it came out later on that they've been to each other's balls and they had conversations and calls with each other leading up to the presidential election and all that stuff. So people associated with Russia ended up hacking Jeff Bezos, and they couldn't go directly to Jeff Bezos and say, hey, we found your dick pics. What they did was they bribed someone, paid someone a whole bunch of money to do the bribing for them, and he was supposed to keep his mouth shut. He just didn't. So now that's another bigger investigation. So that's the stuff that goes on. This is stuff that people don't know. Right? And stuff that people should know. No one's going to be killing people over that. All right? So, guys, just put that up. Put that on the shelf somewhere. And just take this for what it is. Let the man rest. Say you rest in pieces. Buy his merchandise. Listen to his albums. Whatever. But it's not that big, guys. And if it was that big, you should really be ashamed of yourself for not knowing what's going on in the world. I bet you, though, I guarantee you, you can tell me what happened on the Kardashians 2 weeks ago. Keeping Up with the Kardashians 2 weeks ago. That's the problem that we're running into. You guys are too easily distracted. I know it's oxymoron that I'm saying it on the Distraction Network, but you guys are too easily distracted. Listen to some podcasts like mine's and you'll learn a lot. This is what I tell people I work with. You guys would have already known this if you was listening to my podcast 3 years ago, because we've been talking about this for 3 years now and it's come to a head finally. It's just certain things that happens, man. So we've been running this podcast since 2015, October 2015. It's 2019 now. And there's been many of things that we have talked about between me, D, and Dre that has come to fruition. Sometimes Dre's right, sometimes D's right. I'm always right. So that's why in Holiday we trust. But those are the things that happen, man. Yo, we sit up and we have these conversations. We are three intelligent people. I play dumb a lot, but we're three intelligent people who can see things. We research things. We talk about things that we know is coming because we could see it. Like, Dre is from the hood. D is from, I want to say, Confederate land. I'm from the hood. I crossed over. I'm just saying crossover as in I was a Republican at one time, and I certain things I can't talk about just because of other agreements. But we can say I've seen both sides of the aisle. I see both sides of the aisle very well. So we can have these conversations with each other, and sometimes we're frustrated with each other, but we see these things for what they are. We can predict things that go on. We just tell each other, hey, this is going to happen. Between the three of us, somebody's always right. Well, between the three of us, I'm always right, and usually one of them is always right. I mean, sometimes right. So I'm always right, though. Even when I'm wrong, I'm right. Gonna take a quick commercial break. I'll be right back.
What's up? It's Heavy D. Every podcast, we want to come to you with topics that you want to hear about. But that's just it. We don't know what you want to hear about unless you let us know. On Facebook at DistractNet, on Twitter at Distract_net, on our website www.distractionnetwork.com, or email us at thedistractionnetwork@gmail.com.
And I am back. I'm going to take this opportunity that I'm here by myself to talk about this wall, right? So this wall that is going up eventually, maybe somehow, might be going up, especially if Trump gets a second term. Here's the issue. Here's what's going on with this. You guys don't act like you don't see it. Anybody from any side of the aisle should be able to see this. Trump is creating it. He's creating a tragedy and using this tragedy in order to cement his reason for putting the country in a state of emergency. So how do you start this off and make it a dire situation, right? First, you just cut off trade to the third most important country that you're doing trades with. Right. There's billions of, I think they said $1.6 billion cross that gate every day. Hundreds of trucks go through that gate every day. Billions of dollars depend on that border being open. And you just go shut off the border? That's crazy. And anybody who knows history, anybody who looks at history, I study history as a hobby. I am on my way to my master's degree, but that is in computer sciences. See the way I said that? But it is in. I'm on my way to my master's degree. I'm actually in the middle of my last semester for my master's degree, and it is for system engineering management. So I have a STEM-related master's degree that I'm pursuing. My hobby is studying history. So I know a lot about history, but I'm a master in computer sciences. You figure that me? You better. But here's the thing, right? History tells us that the country and border security was at its best when we had no border patrol, when we didn't have a wall. Because here's what happened. Immigrants from Mexico would cross the border and work. When they were done working, they would go back home on the other side of the border. Wow. That's hard. So when they built a wall, whenever they started putting border control up, then Mexicans, or we'll just say immigrants, we'll call them immigrants. Immigrants will come across the border. And once they make it across the border, it's hard to go back. Because if they go back, they have to pay a coyote to help get them back over the border again to work. So now when these people come over, they make it into America, they stay. But when we had the walls open, there were no walls. Before we built walls, before we put border control out there, when we were just monitoring crime, they was able to come back and forth as they pleased in order to get some work done. And guess who else was going back and forth? Americans. Americans was going immigrating into Mexico to go work at restaurants or do whatever and then coming back. Everybody was learning more. But you know what America wanted to do? They wanted to have more control over what comes in and out of their country. We're not even talking about people yet. They wanted to have more of a control over what comes in and out of their country. You know what? One of the things that came in and out of the country is that very same thing that people smoke a lot right now. And now try to make it legal. Because one free enterprise was marijuana. Marijuana was coming across. People was getting rich off of marijuana. Marijuana was just as legal as tobacco at one point. But a long time ago, they switched that up. But it was still coming into the country, so they wanted to shore that up, right? Now we look at it 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years, not later, we are trying to legalize a version of marijuana so that everyone can smoke it. Meanwhile, everybody's in jail for that shit. But y'all, I don't trust that marijuana that everybody's smoking now, because it's made in vials. You know, it's not naturally grown. That shit ain't natural. Y'all complaining about this chicken that that people out here eating. Y'all complaining about these cows being cloned and all this other shit, GMO shit. But then you go smoke a blunt, which is probably the most crossbreeded shit they done that out of anything you could put in your body, right? Anyway, so border control. As it stands now, Trump is threatening Mexico to shut down the border altogether because caravans from El Salvador and Guatemala and just other places that immigrants are coming up from. So he's out here causing an emergency, right? They put barbed wire on top of those fences. Guess what got pulled down? Barbed wire. He's out here causing emergencies. No one had a problem with border control. It's been a thing since we put a border up and made a physical border out there. It's been a thing to find illegal immigrants, send them back. We're just doing it so harshly now, right? My solution to border control will be to get rid of the physical barriers and go back to the way it was done before. Let them in. We're America. right? Who in America, who lives in America right now that is not, if you go back four, five generations, who lives in America right now that's not from here? Go back even farther. Who lives in America right now who's not from here by their ancestry? Everyone except for Native Americans. So if you're not a Native American, then it's not, I mean, I go back to, I really don't feel like this is our country. Our leadership should definitely include in their cabinet a natural born Native American. Because when it comes down to it, this is their land. We're on it from other countries. Some of us was dragged here. Some of us came here for freedom. No matter how we got here, we all got here the same way with the same hopes and the same dreams. And it's not fair to just be kicking people out of the country for no reason. Like, someone comes to the country and they commit crimes while they're in the country, yeah, send them back. Someone comes into the country and they're working in a field. Or we'll go with the dude, I can't think of his name right now, but the dude who came in was here since he was 7 years old and became one of the major rap stars. 21 Savage became a major rap star. And now you want to deport him because something happened with his visa that you know is wrong. You just want to deport the guy. It's crazy. It's crazy. So when it comes down to it, for real though, like, open them borders up. Do you see anything? There's nothing wrong with our northern borders. As a matter of fact, you can be in one of our states, hop on a boat, land in Canada, and go play. And then do the same thing and come back. You go play. And all they're going to do is say, hey, let me see your ID. On your way back, they'll be like, ID, please. That's it. You got a passport, you go. Ain't saying nothing about the northern border. But this is exactly what's wrong with this administration right now, because it's all about the color of your skin. To this administration, we call some of these countries shithole countries. If you look at the way the immigration laws are now shaped, anybody with tint on their skin, if you got some melanin, you ain't getting in. And that needs to change too. Like, we definitely should not have, we should treat America as America. Like, if people want to come, you let them come. Some people say we don't have room. You some motherfucking lie. Because you know how much of this land in this country right now that's barren? You know? And then, again, we took this shit from Indians. We took this shit from Native Americans. And if we're not giving them a word to say about anything, we shouldn't be saying a word about anything. I mean, I live here. I live in a nice house with a bunch of kids. And we're going to be part of America as it grows, because I love America. But the thing I love about America tells me either on one side or the other, like, there's a lot of changes that need to be made. We are not making America great again. We have not ever been great as a country. We just have these fucking ideals of America that we like to stand for. And we haven't even made America America yet. So that's my campaign, dudes. We need to make America America. And this is where I plug my t-shirts and my hats and all that stuff. Nah, I mean, I have them, but I don't plug them. I'll be plugging them down the road. But we definitely need to get into the ideas of what America should be. Figure all of that shit out and then take care of our people first. We trying to claim a state of emergency for a fucking wall on the Mexico border when Puerto Rico has not been taken care of yet. Flint, Michigan has not been taken care of yet. L.A. has not been taken care of yet. We got all these places around this place. Katrina, New Orleans. Guess what we're still having problems with in New Orleans and Houston? We still have issues in New Orleans and Houston that happened during hurricane seasons. We still have an issue with the Koch brothers fucking up a gas line and blowing up a damn city. But no one's talking about that shit. Why? Well, Koch brothers paid people off to not talk about that shit. But how long has it been since Flint, Michigan? Like, why is that not a state of emergency? Why is that not a state of emergency when L.A. right now is experiencing four seasons when they're supposed to be, what, sunny all day? It's supposed to be Florida without the mosquitoes as far as the weather goes. So, I mean, are we tripping? I think we are. I think these last 2 years, yeah. I think these last 2 years has rendered us batshit crazy. Like, we're spending too much time fighting each other right now. When shit hitting the fan, we need to figure out what America is supposed to be. Take care of that shit. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you that America is not skinheads with white paper cloths shaped in cones. Marching around telling people of color they shouldn't be living. Like, that's not America. Definitely not America. That's Germany. Not even now Germany. Let me tell you how fucked up that shit is. That shit is so fucked up that Germany teaches their kids this stuff and hopes that that shit never happens again. Like, on their turf. That's how bad the whole country that this shit happened in the first time denounced that shit. But now it's in America. So, we need to take care of that shit. White supremacy is a sin. White supremacy should be acted upon just like y'all do with ISIS. When these people go around shooting people in the name of the white supremacy leaders and Donald Trump and that PewDiePie dude and these people from Fox News, then, and also say they want to start a civil war. This should be treated more as terrorism, but because it's white American males, it's treated as a confused young man set fire upon and shot upon a group of people going to watch Batman, or a confused young man walked into a church and shot 9 people. What the fuck? Or a confused young man walked into a mosque and shot a whole bunch of people. 49 people dead. What? Nah, this is terrorism. Because when that dude walked into that bar, that club in Orlando, and started shooting the shit up because it was gay people there, also saying that he was not part of ISIS. ISIS said that it wasn't them, and we still called him a terrorist. Timothy McVeigh, we know his name. We call him a confused gentleman. These are the things we need to be looking at. We need to treat everything the same because this whole skin color shit is obsolete. We're America. Need to get together. Anyway, this is a quickie. So you can follow everything that I do on Distraction Network. Things change, videos change, editorials change, podcasts change. But if you want to find everything that I do, is on Distraction Network. All my affiliation will be on Distraction Network. That's www.distractionnetwork.com. You can follow me personally on Twitter, holiday.4000. All right, you guys, take care, be safe. Holla! I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Here's a goal. They stop making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.